WTAW News Time is 8:05 at 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. BTU customers will be paying a share of building new electric transmission lines throughout the state. General Manager Gary Miller recently told the City Council the construction cost has been estimated at $7 billion.
Primarily due to what is called CREZ, Competitive Renewable Energy Zone. And really what that is, it's the building of a lot of large transmission lines to get wind energy from West Texas into the load centers like Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, and on into our area and Houston, the Houston area.
BTU share has not been determined and won't be until after October 1st. But for future preparation, the BTU board has recommended adding a line item to customer statements showing what they will be paying for that construction. Miller says base rates will remain the same. Three Bryan men with lengthy records of traffic offenses were arrested over a 12-hour period last Thursday and are out of jail after posting bonds.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says a patrolman caught 28-year-old Paul Sims Jr. cutting through a parking lot to avoid a red light at 29th and Villa Maria.
Found out that he has numerous convictions for driving while his license was invalid. They arrested him for that charge, and also he had like four children in the car, and two of them weren't in their safety seats. So he was also arrested for two counts of child safety seat violation.
Sims, who has 24 prior traffic convictions and enforcement actions, was also arrested for showing a fake insurance card. In a separate case, 32-year-old Alan McBrewer, who has 21 priors, was arrested for driving with a suspended license. That's after pulling over to let a patrol car pass during the midnight hour, then parked at the back of his car still in the street. And 33-year-old Angel Hernandez, who has 18 priors, was arrested for not having a valid license after officers say he did not signal a right turn. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Next month, the College Station School Board will consider what to place on a bond issue this November. One possibility is a new aquatic center, something recently discussed by school officials and the City Council. Mayor Pro Tem Carl Mooney says he's been approached by natatorium supporters since he was elected.
Does our community need it? Well, the voters need to decide that. And as a council person, as Mayor Pro Tem, I have a responsibility that when enough groups over a two-year period keep asking to talk to me about a natatorium to listen. And I was the one at a council meeting to bring it up for discussion. And that's where we're at right now.
The most expensive proposal calls for a $32 million facility with operation costs of $500,000 a year. 3 months since the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, volunteer opportunities continue. Karen Burnson at the West Long-Term Recovery Center says there are projects for individuals and groups.
We know that ongoing throughout the summer, we're going to need mowing. We had a couple of mowing days, and they were great, but we haven't had mowers around in a while. And with all the wonderful rain we've gotten, we're going to have probably another mowing Saturday. So, you know, bring your mowers and call up. Don't just show up, but call up. And we can probably set you up with some residents who could use your services.
More information about volunteering and making financial contributions is on the center's website, which you can find by going to WTAW.com. In addition to finishing up special session business, state lawmakers are also hearing from candidates for statewide office. Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station says it was an especially busy week.
All the attorney general candidates have contacted us. Greg Abbott has been in constant contact with our team, wanting to know where we are and where we stand. And the lieutenant governor, wow, that's a tough race. Obviously, you have Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst still in the race, and Todd Staples, ag commissioner, and all the things I've done with mine. You know, he and I have developed a very good relationship. Jerry Patterson, another Aggie. That's going to be a tough race.
Cassell and others continue to await the outcome of recommendations from a conference committee to work out a proposed constitutional amendment to provide more state highway money. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Merrymaids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merrymaids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merrymaids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merrymaids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merrymaids, relax. It's done.
Let's go see all that's new, and there's plenty to see at Amish Furniture for generations. You know, it doesn't matter when the last time was that you were in there, you'll find something new and different. And that's because the whole concept of solid wood furniture, handcrafted and built by Amish craftsmen, has just exploded. There are so many people who want the quality furniture that you'll find at Amish Furniture for Generations that it's a great time to go right in, because Kent's got some new books for you to see, which has lots and lots of different pieces in there. He has new builders that are represented now on the floor, so you can actually see that furniture. And then there are others from builders that he's had for years. So it doesn't matter whether it's for your home, your dining room, your office, your family room, even outdoors, you can pick from a large selection in the store, or you can have it custom built just the way that you want. Give them a call at 260-5050. Stop by and see their showroom. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. The furniture's made in the U.S., and it's made to last for generations to come.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and serve faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Sunshine today and plenty of it. Should be a warm one. We'll find temperatures today up to around 95. It'll become breezy. And by late this afternoon, there could be an isolated thunderstorm. Clear, breezy tonight with lows around 75. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night. Lows near 75. We'll have sunshine during the day Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, my buddy Henry May always keeps us up to date on what's going on about history in the Brazos Valley. And today is an anniversary of, remember Gus Grissom, the astronaut?
Yeah.
You know, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, this was when he landed in the ocean and the capsule hatch blew. And it ended up causing
a glitch.
It ended up causing the capsule to sink and all that. And that's interesting, but the fact is, Gus Grissom used to live in Bryan.
Get out!
I had no idea.
He in fact, had asked, specifically requested, that he be stationed at Bryan Air Force Base. And he was. And he lived on Nagel Street in Bryan, which is right near the Bryan College Station border.
So, yeah, oh, cool.
So that's it, Gus Grissom. And in fact, they had, I think when he won a medal, they had a, Henry has a picture of the front page of the Bryan paper, and it says Gus Grissom of Bryan, Texas. So.
No kidding.
That's very cool.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
That's why you listen.
Today's historical across the pond, too. I know that a lot of times we like to talk about betting. Today, Ladbrokes says it has 50,000 bets.
Who says who?
That's a British bookie. Okay. Ever since Kate went into labor this morning, they're betting on Alexander as a girl and James for a boy.
Okay.
But it might be a week before we know the real name, because Prince William, nobody knew his name until a week after he was born. So who knows? But I think 50,000 bets. I mean, how many people even live in the UK?
It's more than 50,000.
That just sounds like a lot of people.
London's one of the largest cities in the world, Kat. I don't know if you knew that or not. But anyway, a lot of people do. So we had one more paragraph on this grant for $149,074 that are going to track people with the GPS when they go in a grocery store.
Okay.
So we know the whole idea of this grant is to set up future intervention by gathering data on shoppers' patterns and then developing training materials that will directly influence purchasing behaviors in order to, you ready, change people's habits so that they'll buy healthier food.
Oh
bullcrap.
Or so that the healthy food producers will get more money.
Well, what I'm thinking is that until you put the Oreos on the top shelf, people are just, you know, and then they're going to, you know, drag out a case of canned dog food to stand on to get to the Oreos. So, I mean, again, the idea, quote, is for future intervention. They want the agriculture department to intervene in your choices of the food that you eat.
Maybe we just want to eat trash and not be intervened with.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. We're going to eat what we're going to eat. God. Wish the government would just get out of our world, okay? All right.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, really. See how that works out. Bill McGuire is here this morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine.
Good.
Yeah. I thought you were doing a great lead-in to my partner off here to my left when you were talking about the Henry Mayo and the Gus Grissom.
Well, we'll talk about College Station history in a little while, but yeah, we will. But I just thought that, again, Henry on Monday always gives me some sort of a little nugget of history, which is neat.
You gave me a little lead-in because yesterday I took the dog up to the office to figure out what the heck I was going to talk about this morning.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And in the interim...
ate your homework.
No, in the interim, our power went off at the house.
Oh.
I get back and I can't open the garage door, won't go up, and I'm like, golly, you know, in other words. And anyway, we go into the house, finally find out no electricity. Well, 30, 45 minutes goes by. And no electricity, so I'm starting to wonder, the only thing I can do is type on Facebook, and I'm talking about, well, I guess I better eat some of that bluebell, you know, before it melts.
Sure.
Because who knows? And Ann Boykin was very helpful. She said, yes, it's an emergency. Eat the bluebell.
Oh, good. So you got you got the okay to do that.
I did get that.
All right. Yeah, excellent.
At any rate, today I thought I'd tell you that Western Union and the Better Business Bureau have partnered to try and stop these emergency scams that Western Union is always a part of.
Yeah, they end up being, right.
And so, yeah, they formed a partnership to promote awareness so that victims could be more aware of what could happen to them. And what they're really doing is trying to bring the awareness to the Better Business Bureau's Scam Stopper that they launched quite a while ago, about a year ago. And so they can go to Scam Stopper on the BBB website, and they can sign up for the scam alerts, which will come to them in email. Hopefully folks have email and still use it even at an advanced age, because a lot of times these are grandparents that they are taking advantage of, Scott. And that can run into folks like us, because I'm now a grandparent.
Oh, so, good for you. Okay.
Yeah. So, we just want to help with the awareness there. And so you can get those scam alerts on a weekly basis. Tell you what's going on all over the United States and North America. But really, emergency scams are the ones that play off of people's emotions. You might get a phone call that says, hey, you know, grandpa, this is so-and-so, and I'm stuck in Mexico. I got in a wreck down here, and guess what? They want $2,500. And so they give you instructions to wire them through Western Union. And so that's why this little kinship has happened. So, con artists hack into email and they use social media accounts to learn about your family. So that's why you want to be very careful about how much personal information you want to use on social media. That's where they get your names, strangely enough. They impersonate the traveler. They claim that there's an injury or a stolen wallet, that they don't have money to get back home. Lots of reasons for you to get involved and try to help them out. Now, sometimes the grandparents will say, well, why don't you call your parents? Well, I'm a little embarrassed, and, I'd rather you do it, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they stop thinking The hope is they stop thinking and just go wire the money. And what Western Union and the BBB are saying is question that. Before you, you know, fall for something like this, make sure it's real. Call the family members, like the parents, and see if this is really, you know, is their kid really traveling? Because, you know, in the summertime, we all travel quite a bit more than we do during the regular part of the year. And so more opportunities to get scammed by this. So for more information, please call the BBB 979-260-2222 or look us up on the web at brian/bbb.org for more information. We'll help you with that.
Okay. And we've had stories, not necessarily, I think it's probably included Western Union, but if you do go to wire money, don't be offended if they're asking you questions. I mean,
exactly.
They're probably trying to get you to think through this process before you push the button on
exactly.
it. And that's their job, too. All right. Thanks so much. Yep. All right. And as mentioned, Linda's here this morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. We're another week closer to this celebration, about 75 years of fun here in College Station.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. But anyway, what do you got for us today?
Well, you know, as I've told y'all in the past, the Bush Library is donating 3,000 square feet of exhibit space to showcase the history of College Station. The exhibit opens October 22nd, and it goes through January 4th. Our big event is the weekend of November 15th and 16th. On Friday, November 15th, we're doing a homecoming event, as it were, out at the Southwood Community Center at the Brian Bachman Park. And this is a chance for people to get together, visit friends. But yeah, I was in San Antonio last weekend for an International Sister Cities conference. And I was talking with this lady. I had my 75th lapel pin on. And she said, oh, you're from College Station. Long story short, she and her husband lived here in the 80s while he went to graduate school. Their baby was born here. She has this special affinity for College Station. She said, I'm going to do everything I can to come home.
Oh,
for
interesting.
It.
Okay.
And so, you know, these are the people we're trying to reach out to. But on Saturday, we've got the vintage car show that's going on. The Bush Library is offering free admission into the exhibit that weekend, which is a tremendous gesture on their part. We really appreciate it. But I was thinking, you know, the 50th reunion, we weren't back here for the 50th reunion. You look at all of the history that is gone since the 50th.
Oh, certainly, sure.
And here we are at the 75th, and we're seeing our history torn down left and right. You know, G. Raleigh White's coming
down. It is coming down, yeah.
And the homes, well, I won't go there, but you don't have time for that.
That's right. That's city growth. We can't talk about that. Okay.
So anyway, but then, you know, on the 100th, what's going to be left?
Sure.
And so that's why this exhibit is so terribly important to the history of College Station. So maybe the young people that come to the exhibit when they, you know, in 25 years when they go to the 100th, they're going, I didn't know that, but I remember seeing it up on the wall. So, you know, it's a tremendous gesture, and it's really exciting. We've had a challenge going on with the A&M Consolidated classes, the 60s decade, as far as donating. And I'm proud to say that the class of 65, which, of course, is Russ's and my class, has pulled ahead of the class of 64 as far as donations go. Yeah, we're so very grateful. We still need sponsors.
Well, we of the class of 69 couldn't care less, to be honest.
Well, obviously, because
Shut up and put your money where your mouth is, right?
Yeah. But, you know, when you think of this, we are still looking for sponsorships. We are doing this without any city funds. All the citizens are raising the funds, the committee is. The exposure that our sponsors are going to have at the George Bush Library for 3 months, plus all of our social media marketing that we're doing and everything else. But Union Pacific is coming in as our title sponsor. And we have University Title, St. Joseph, BTU, Scott & White that are coming in as our primary sponsors. And so we would like to invite our businesses out in the community, both Brian and College Station, because we recognize Brian as a very important part of College Station's history.
Sure.
You know, contact me at lindaharvell@aol.com or call me at 979-703-7000. 5305, or check out our Facebook page, College Station Celebrates 75 Years.
All right, good. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
All right, that's our community segment, and it's brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Possible pressure on the housing sector. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Surging mortgage interest rates could present the first serious test for the housing market since the recovery began. Economists say mortgage rates are still at a level that makes home financing affordable, but they have jumped by a full percentage point in just 2 months. Such a rapid increase has only happened twice since 1994. The cost of driving keeps going up. AAA says the average nationwide price of regular gas jumped 12 cents in the last week to $3.67 a gallon. More increases are likely on the way. Summer demand for gas is strong. Crude oil prices have been climbing because of unrest in Egypt and production disruptions. McDonald's had a second quarter profit of $1.38 a share. That is up from a year ago, but not by as much as expected. Same-store sales for the quarter were up 1% from the prior second quarter. McDonald's says it expects the rest of the year to be rough. Stock market futures are narrowly mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2, now through August 18, at participating stores, limited time offer.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room oohing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. We service all sizes and types of roofing systems, both residential and commercial. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. Visit NormanGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. clear country mornings and a summer sunrise. One taste stand you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Nostalgia is all the rage. What's old is new again. Like Bluebell's classic award-winning fudge bars. Frozen chocolate fudge on a stick that tastes better than ever. In 12 packs for you to try all over again and again and again.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Harlan stores and Village Foods in Bryan.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Since his election 2 years ago, College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney has heard from supporters of a new aquatic center. That led him to a recent council discussion with school district officials.
It's going to take more than just Carl Mooney to put an auditorium in College Station. It's going to take a solidified effort from a lot of different groups. What are the benefits to the community? Well, some of them are obvious. Hotel occupancy tax. Certainly sales tax revenue would increase also by the result of having an auditorium that is well-planned, well-operated, and probably operated by the school district as we're looking at it now.
An auditorium is among the options the College Station School Board considers to place on a November bond issue. Sometime after October 1st, BTU customers will be paying more. The Bryan City Council was given an update recently from BTU General Manager Gary Miller about the $7 billion cost of building and bringing electricity here from new wind energy farms in West and North Texas.
Whatever our costs we incur, we will pass. And we do exactly the same thing on our fuel rate currently. Whatever our fuel costs are, we take those out, we pass them directly through to the customer. We're calling this a regulatory charge. And it would also include any state and federal fees or penalties or newly imposed fees or penalties. So these are all costs that are mandated by state or federal agencies that we really don't have any control over whatsoever.
Miller says base rates will remain the same. The council had no initial opposition to the recommendation from the BTU board changing billing statements to add a line item showing the customer charge for building the wind farms. Back out on the streets are three Bryan men who were arrested during a 12-hour period last Thursday who have a combined 63 prior traffic convictions and enforcement actions.
Officers stopped 33-year-old Angel Hernandez for not signaling a right turn. That led to his arrest for not having a valid license. His record indicates 18 priors. 32-year-old Alan McBrewer was arrested for driving with a suspended license after officers noticed he parked in a driveway with the back of his car out in the street. McBrewer has 21 priors. And 28-year-old Paul Sims Jr., who has 24 priors, was arrested on multiple charges. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that includes warrants from past violations.
He had two warrants. One was also for driving while license invalid, and the second one was for an unsafe lane change.
Sims was stopped after driving through a parking lot to avoid a red light at 29th and Villa Maria. He was arrested for driving with an invalid license, giving officers a fake insurance card, and not having two of his four children riding with him in safety seats. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Who will win next year's Republican Party nomination for Texas governor? State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says that's been among the topics of conversation in Austin since Greg Abbott made his formal announcement last week.
All speculation now is a runoff and trying to figure out which two will end up in that race. Greg Abbott has done a great job as Attorney General, and you know he obviously has the lead in this race. It'll be interesting to see how Mr. Paulkin does, but you know, $22 million and counting on Abbott's war chest is going to be tough to overcome.
Cassell says he and his staff have also heard from the campaigns for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General. And victims of the West fertilizer plant explosion 3 months ago continue to ask for assistance. Karen Burnson at the West Long-Term Recovery Center says you can make donations by going to their website.
You can click on donations and go to our little Meet the Need tool. We go down, scroll down, and we click on needed items. Anybody can register and see what specific residential needs there are. And when you register and you see, like, perhaps you can fulfill a window air conditioning unit or something like that, right now I think we have 54 needs posted.
Burnson says groups and individuals are also welcome to perform community service projects. Go to our website, WTAW.com, for contact information. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 80 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want to take a college class but can't find the hours in the day? Well, how about a blend college class where you never have to come to campus? Or a blended class that's half on campus and half wherever? Try a distance learning class at Blend College. With more offerings now than ever, 200 online classes and 130 blended classes, we've got an option that's right for you. Your classes, your schedule. Check out distance learning at blend.edu/online. Blend College. Proven.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
8:35, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com. Or call 268-1162. Hear the numbers.
Sunshine today and plenty of it. Should be a warm one. We'll find temperatures today up to around 95. It'll become breezy. And by late this afternoon, there could be an isolated thunderstorm. Clear, breezy tonight with lows around 75. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night. Lows near 75. We'll have sunshine during the day Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, 8:36. Kat, we were working feverishly to get you numbers about Great Britain. So,
I might have just been saying a snarky comment, and I actually really do know that there is a large population in the UK.
There's 24 million people who live in the London area.
Yeah,
and 55 million in the country. But I mean, and we tried to find out what they wager on regularly, but the thing is they've got a national lottery there, and you know that, and I think they have you can also do a lottery for dental care, so I mean there's some stuff there that they all would be interested in. Turn on Kevin's mic because I know he was making snarky comments as well.
And they have 32,000 betting terminals.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
You see, that's the deal. I mean, if you make it, well, I say that. How many do we have in America? You think about that. If you consider every convenience store pretty much being a betting terminal, because you can go in there and buy your lottery.
On average, the Brits shell out about 123 million pounds a day.
Really?
To be honest, terminals. Actually, I was just excited and wanted to get out the word about Alexandra versus James. I really didn't care about the betting,
but do you care about
I thought
the
that you cared about it.
Yeah,
so
about
that is
gender?
Why I presented it in that way.
Do you care about the gender?
No, I'm just excited.
Okay.
I figure some of our listeners would like to know.
Well, they might want to. I don't know. We'll see. I was going to see if Mr. Downs was in. But he's not, apparently. He's not here. Because I had some exciting news I wanted to share with him as well.
This has been down.
Yeah, never mind. I was going to share this with him at the same time I was telling you, Kat, the trailer for the Doctor Who 50th anniversary special was unveiled.
Oh, really?
Yes, and although there were plenty of goodies shown, Stephen Moffat said... Who's Stephen Moffat?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just
all right, Stephen Moffat. I mean, is he an actor or a creator?
He's like a creator, writer kind of person.
Stephen Moffat said if there was any audio or video passed along on the internet, that it would be the appearance. It would make an appearance at Comic-Con, which was just finished. However, there was a sonic screwdriver face-off between Doctors 10 and 11, and Moffat did say there is no official casting for the next Doctor yet. Meanwhile, the BBC said yesterday that the Daleks will return for the 50th anniversary special.
Oh, cool. cool.
Okay.
The Daleks are a pretty fun bad guy.
See, I said all that like I knew what I was talking about.
They're tall R2-D2s with plungers for arms.
They do not look like R2-D2s.
Plungers for arms?
Pretty
That's
much.
That's kind of cool. Okay. Also, they're made
out of pieces of a car back when they're invented in the, 40s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's very steampunk looking.
All right. Okay.
They talk like this, sort of.
I know.
That's actually not bad.
Well, that just sounds like...
It's all a lot of the original... God, we're talking Doctor Who, but a lot of the original enemies for Doctor Who.
That just sounded like Lainey. Doesn't Lainey sound like that?
Oh, no!
Isn't that what she sounds
like?
No! Oh, okay.
Sounds more like this.
Yeah, okay.
But they...
No, who she does?
Lainey.
Yeah.
From Australia.
Yeah, she sounds Australian, but anyway. Entertainment Weekly says the guest stars for Fox's Family Guy this year will include Peter Dinklage, Bryan Cranston, that'll be fun. Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton.
Okay. John Cryer, Jeff Daniels, Adam Levine, Liam Neeson, and Conan O'Brien. So there you go. That's in the Family Guy. See how that works out. Okay. Bad things can happen on Twitter. Okay.
Well, thanks, Egon.
That's okay. The latest example. Over the weekend, a post from Geraldo Rivera.
Yes, sir.
Apparently, a half-naked selfie proclaiming 70 is the new 50. Geraldo apparently wearing nothing more than...
a towel and a smile.
It said here a dangerously low riding towel and some kind of creepy rose-colored glasses promoting...
like a la John Lennon? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah, kind of.
That means you went.
It was in the show prep. I had to see.
No.
Yes.
You didn't have to.
I had to see.
Things we're exposed to at this job. Hazardous materials.
It's the morbid need to see a car wreck. I wanted to know.
No. You put on a hazmat suit before you do that. Anyway, so there you go. It's out there, I guess, if you want to see it. 70 is the new 50. Thanks, Geraldo.
It's... for what it's worth, he's in great shape for 70.
Well, that's... I'm glad.
Now that you just creeped out to beat the drum.
Yeah, that is, yeah. All right, because of the extreme heat, New York set a power usage record over the weekend. Lots of folks staying in the city and probably shouldn't have. Get out to the Hamptons or something. Anyway, no winner in Saturday night's drawing for the Powerball, so that means this Wednesday we're looking at $166 million. Cash value will be 97.1. I know you can't win, but that's all right. Police in Seattle spotted a 29-year-old man wearing, you ready, motorcycle goggles and rolling down the street in an office chair. He was holding a set of drumsticks, had a hubcap tied to his arm, and was wearing several scarves. Police say he also had a concealed weapon. That would be a foot-long crowbar. When police tried
How
to...
How do you... I don't know.
I'm not sure. Police...
maybe he's very tall with a very tall back.
Could well be. Police say that he also had a concealed weapon, the crowbar, and then when police tried to question him, he yelled that he was, quote, late for a gig, then allegedly spit on them. He also tried to make a getaway. He fell off the chair, was taken to a hospital. Amazingly, for mental observation. I can't imagine under what circumstance that was. And they said he was holding drumsticks. Does that mean, like, drumsticks or chicken
parts?
The
ice cream.
Oh.
See, that was my first thought.
Oh, I didn't even go there. No, I thought, like, for percussion.
Okay.
Or for, like,
poultry.
Chicken, poultry thingy.
I think it makes it a lot more funny if he's carrying ice cream around.
Yeah, I would agree. Anyway, it's...
Roller chairs are fun. Sometimes if I have to reach for something behind me, I pretend I'm an astronaut.
Do you?
And kick off of stuff and roll around on the chair. Yeah.
You pretend you're an astronaut.
It makes my life more interesting.
Okay. I mean, is there anything else that you do because when you say you pretend to be an astronaut?
Yeah, I just pretend I'm an astronaut. There's a lot of things where I pretend I am something while I'm doing something else. That wasn't a joke.
I've pretended to be a sports guy now for almost a year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, well, I just, all right.
If I'm saying weird stuff, I am on steroids again. I apologize for this
That's a good out, though.
Inflammation in my hand.
Go with that.
You're on steroids now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got a damaged tendon or ligament or something.
She's getting ready for the next tour to France.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, just call me Lance.
Okay, yeah, all right, that's cool. But, I mean, you do the astronaut thing even when you're not on steroids, is that right?
That would be true,
okay.
Scott.
All right, just want to make sure. By the way, speaking of the Hamptons, out on the Hamptons in New York's Long Island, a weed grower and his girlfriend have been busted for felony possession of marijuana and misdemeanor gun possession after the man accidentally shot his neighbor's above-ground pool.
Oh.
There you go. Man.
Police were investigating the bullet hole, and they quickly traced it back to William Evans' property, and they noticed a potted plant in plain sight. Oh, I guess that was a potted pot plant, wasn't it, in plain sight. According to the newspaper there, much of the police report is redacted, but Bill then allegedly admitted to having a handgun in the house, more than one, in fact. He led officers inside. Police then discovered several plants under a grow light. Is this guy a Mozon or what?
Yes.
Two unregistered pistols, another gun of marijuana, room of marijuana plants, a plastic bag of weed, and a pipe next to the bed. Downfall apparently came because he'd been shooting at rabbits. Because they were attracting foxes that were frightening his dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Who were protecting the marijuana.
Of course they were. Mr. Evans and his girlfriend arraigned. See, they were.
I'm just wondering why rabbits are going to an above-ground swimming pool.
Well, I think just rabbits were in the area. And then that attracted the foxes, which scared his dog. And he's arraigned and released on $250 bail. But, I mean, doesn't he have to fix the guy's swimming pool? Wouldn't that make sense? I mean, it wouldn't only be fair.
I would think so.
That if he put a bullet hole in there in the, you know. Anyway, we'll keep close watch on that for you.
It reminds me of that old nursery rhyme, swallow the fish to get the dinner.
Are you suffering from slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news. Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at CTWP.com.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:49. Mr. Downs did come into the room, and so I'm going to ask him to put on his headphones this morning, his official Bryan Broadcasting headphones.
$2.95.
That's right.
Can't buy better.
It's like a Bic pen, you know. They it breaks, and we just toss it aside. I don't know if you happen to, he's just made it into the studio, so I don't know if you happen to hear the Doctor Who story that we had.
No, Scott. Okay. I missed that story.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do it again. I'll just,
good. How would you like for me to react? Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me.
No, she already did that for you. No, she already did that
That's
for you.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
How am I doing?
No, it's okay.
Blind reaction. I'm good at that.
I don't think there was anything wrong.
Oh, okay. Good.
Watch Sharknado.
I had a call from people across America asking me if I had seen Sharknado.
Did you?
Yes, people whose names you'd know in a second.
Oh, my.
But no, I did not.
Okay.
I did see, let's see, this weekend I saw a couple of movies. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what they were.
The Conjuring?
No. I saw Pacific Rim on Saturday.
Yeah, did that shake you out of your seat or what?
It was pretty... They've got 3D now in all the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. This was in Theater 2, which is a nice theater, but it's not necessarily loud like the others.
Okay, and, I gotcha.
Yeah, if you go in Theater 11 or 12 over at Cinemark, it's pretty much you're going to feel it.
Really? So, I'll remember that.
What movie did I see Thursday? I've forgotten.
Was it Despicable Me 2?
No.
So it's a live-action movie.
If I had any kind of...
I saw a movie over the weekend.
I have this gasoline-powered iPhone, and it's just not working.
What movie did you see, Scott?
I saw Red.
And?
That's the one I saw. I saw Red 2.
Did you?
I saw Red 2.
Okay. Was it good?
I saw Red. I enjoyed Red.
What's
I don't
it
know
about?
That, I don't know that
you
I
You didn't
cared.
See Red 2, the new one?
Well, I got to go see Red
you
first.
You caught up 7 years later? You've caught up?
Well, thankfully TNT had
now,
it
don't
all,
be
or
mean
I
to Scott.
It. That's right.
Why not?
I've never even heard of this movie before.
Oh, no. This is Bruce Willis. You know, let's blow stuff up so
Helen
I can make
Mirren.
More money. Helen Mirren, which amazing. Just
she is just great,
when,
isn't
when you
she?
Consider the parts that she's played. And
John Malkovich. One,
who's just weird.
Weird.
Yes.
Weird. He'd be weird. And then let's see who else. Well, now what's his
let's
name?
Let's see. What? Bruce Willis, John
Morgan
Malkovich,
Freeman
Mary Louise Parker. Oh, good Lord, she was absolutely stunning in Red 2, the current one that's out right now. Yeah. She carried it. She carried it. It was absolutely great.
Well, the rest of them are too old to carry anything.
Anthony Hopkins was in there.
Yeah.
And let's see.
That'd be enough.
Yeah. No, it is not enough because the last name I was going to give you was Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, well, there you go.
And now it's enough,
okay,
baby.
Yeah, okay, yeah. How's the crowd?
Oh, full.
Okay.
It was full.
Well, The Conjuring just looked like something that just scared the bejesus out of you, you know?
Yep.
Especially when you consider...
That it has like a 1,000 on the Rotten Tomatoes, 84% positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
It is based on a true story of Ed and Lorraine Warren.
This show is based on a true story.
A husband and wife team of world-renowned paranormal investigators who are called in to help a family terrorized in a secluded farmhouse.
Have you ever wondered if those people had like a family of five kids, if you can support them being a world-renowned paranormal investigator?
Well, they could now on, the History Channel or whatever.
Yeah, no kidding.
A&E.
Well, let's go ahead and bring it up. We got time.
All right,
we need
it?
To bring it up
what?
On Discovery last night. Did you watch it? Naked and Afraid?
I've seen it.
Oh, no. Was that on last night?
I've seen it. I've seen a couple of them.
I've heard it should be retitled Naked, Crazy, and Afraid.
No kidding.
Yep.
Okay. It is exactly what it says.
Yep.
They take naked people, N-E-K-K-I-D, they take naked people and they put them in the jungle.
Yep.
And they say, 21 miles away, we'll pick you up and take you home. See you later. And apparently it takes days to... get all the little blurred spots in exactly the right spots for that whole hour.
That's
but
probably right.
It is naked and afraid.
Yep.
And that's what it is.
And
they turn you loose in the jungle by yourself. You're in charge of catching and eating your own worms and centipedes.
Does it look like some of these people have done some workout regimens?
Not so far.
There hasn't been anybody been exceptional.
The guy last night, whatever he was, Hans or whatever his name was, had, you know, he actually has been in, they've thrown him in jungles and he's survived having to dig ice caves and things like that. And he's pretty buff. But that lady, she She was not an attractive woman.
They
and
ever?
We're not. And we're not talking.
Is that why you watch the show?
No, I mean, I'm just glad I lived this long to see it on Discovery Channel. On Discovery Channel.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's really how bad we've
come to this point.
Yeah.
History, they have all kinds of junk.
They do. But like when, and again, Pawn Stars belongs on History?
Yeah.
In what world?
I know.
Well,
but it's all about the eyeballs.
It is.
And they drag a lot of eyeballs in on that thing.
It just works. It does. All right. So what did you see? What was the other movie?
Red 2.
Okay, that was
Red
one.
2.
Yeah.
And then I saw Pacific Rim.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Stuff blew up big time in both of them.
All right, and you'll need to know this, okay? Marvel's sequel to The Avengers will be named The Age of Ultron. Okay.
Could that just be any cheesier?
Look.
Yes, it could.
Every dollar that they make, they're having to pay Downey, so they can't have any money for anything else.
That was actually a pretty good movie. For a comic book movie, yeah. I mean, had lots of big stars and stuff blew up.
And by the way, another Superman film that will include Batman. Have you heard that?
Yes.
That came out of comics.
Yeah, the crossover.
I think that's wrong.
Well, the cartoon crossover.
Obviously, we should have sent him to San Diego. He's just.
I saw Dark Knight Rises again the other night, and that sucker went on to 1:30 in the morning, and I was still transfixed. It is quite possibly one of the best movies. It's just technical best movies ever made.
It is a good movie.
Is it on video on demand?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, then why are you starting it? Why did you start it at 7 at night?
Because I started it, and it was just that good. I couldn't walk away from
What's it. What's it called?
Batman.
Rise of the Dead, right? Rise of the Dark. What?
The Rise of the Dark Knight.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Just
and I don't have
search
to
new Batman movies.
All right. I'll do that. Okay. I got it. Okay.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't, so get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra, complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal, a great reason to come in today. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $249 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing, or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 8/5/2013.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds of which your grass was pesky. Ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@americanlubecenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, going to be out 96, 97 today. By the end of the week, we're going to be at 100, so just know about that. This is a little scary. Did a news station accidentally broadcast a...